in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 12. This is letter number 4176, dated the 21st day of Adar Tavshin Tezayin, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is addressing it to Harav HaGoyen Ephraim Elazar Sheyichya HaKoyen, Rabbi Yolos. We have many, many, many letters. Again, if I had to guess, he's probably one of the one who has the most letters that the Rebbe that we've been studying. This one is a scholarly letter, one of the most. Yeah, this is a scholarly letter. Let's try to plow through it a little bit to the best of our ability. He asked the Rebbe some specific questions. He asked the Rebbe a question in the book of Torah Or, in the section of Truma over there, in it begins over there. So it says, over there it discusses the time of exile. What happens in exile, when there was the Beit HaMikdash, when there was the sanctuary, when we were in Israel, there was divine presence in Israel, was revealed, was open. Everybody was able to experience it. You felt godliness was in the air. What happens in exile? In exile, the ray of the divine went up. It left. It's no longer felt. You don't feel. There's no more shine. There's no more ray of godliness in the world. What happened? What happened was that it went up. But the terminology used in the Hasidic, and this is not the only place he asks about this. It says it went up, it says, to its root and to its source. It's familiar. In Hebrew, sharsho umikoro, the root and the source, in Atzilus. He wants to know, what's the difference between the root and the source? You say two languages. A root, the root of something, and the source of something. What is the difference between these two languages? What does it mean it went up to the root? And what is the meaning that it went up to its source? So the Rebbe says, first of all, that this saying that the Alter Rebbe brings down here, this fits with the saying of the Zohar. Over there is a little bit of a different wording. It says that during the time of the exile, Kuchabrichu, meaning Hashem, or the divine presence of Hashem, goes up. It says that they're like this, Le'ela u'le'ela, higher and higher. It goes up higher. So over here, you see he uses the language two times. It goes up higher and higher. Le'ela u'le'ela. Two times le'ela. So this is explained in many places. What does it mean, kuchabrichu, goes up higher and higher? That refers to, again, we're using here the terminology of the Kabbalah, that the Zoh, which is called the Ze'er Anpin. Ze'er Anpin in the literally means the small face. It's called Anpi Zutri in Torer. The small face, meaning the big face, there is the small face. These are the different terms. The Ze'er Anpin are the Midos in Atzilus, but as it's explained, they go up Le'ela, which means to the level of Bina. Uli'ela means to the level of Atik, which is the level of Keter. This is the Kabbalah. It gives you, so first the Rebbe establishes where does it actually go to, and the Rebbe gives a lot of references in the Kabbalah, in the Zohar, in the Pardes, Mikdash Melech, and also from Tzimtzum Seder, various different sources. So, but the Rebbe basically says it is two different levels in the Sefirot of Atzilus. So, now, why do we call one thing a root and the other thing a source? So the Rebbe says that it's brought down also in the Tikkuni Zohar that Bina, that's the level. In the 10 Sefirot, you have Chachma Bina. But Bina is referred to as the root of the tree. So that's Shodesh. And in the Raya Mehemna, in the Zohar, the section, Rebbe references, over there that Keser is called Makar. So basically it would mean, when it says it goes up to the Shodesh, what means it goes up to Bina, it goes up to Makar, it goes up to Keser, which is what is explained in the Zohar. So everything fits in. It's not just two words. Root is Bina, source is Keser. That's what the Rebbe is entering. And the Rebbe references the Likutei Torah. And the Rebbe says, this can also be understood, just the language. What is the meaning of root and source? When a lot of time, what does it mean when we say the root of something and the source of something? The Rebbe says this shows you different levels. A root is something which is closer by. It's the root of it. And that is like from the same idea. It all comes from the same root. You know, when you say like the root of a word, the root, it shows that there is a connection. When you say the words a source, that's sort of a distant, that comes from a source, it comes a little bit far away. So when we say the root, it's a closer connection than you saying the source of it. Okay, so like you're saying, what's your source? That could be a distant thing. The root of it points to a closer. So it would be Bina and Keser. Bina the root and Keser the source. And the Rebbe says, it also, he explains he brings down a Sefer Gedulei Torah, and it says like, we call, these are the various different things that you immerse. The Pasuk says, you can either have a boir, a pit, in which there's a collection of water, that you make a mikveh, and then you have what's called a mayon, that's called a well. And so he says, and the Pasuk says there, makor, a source. So he says that the source is about the power which is in nature. Ach, boir, makor mayim, is the source. I guess this fits in because that is more distance. And the Rebbe says it fits in because it says makor mayim, a source of the well, which is a boir source, or shoyrish, version. I have to look in more over there. It's not so clear to me exactly, but it has to do with the pasuk. The pasuk actually, Meikra says, "Ach mayon uboir mikveh mayim yitoyer." So you have both the mayon and you have the boir. You have the well and the pit. So I guess in the sefer over there, he says, so it goes in the order of Keser Chochma Bina. So you have Makoir is Mayon, that's the, I guess, Keser, and then Boir Oishoirish. I guess to look at it. Anyways, another subject that he broached with the Rebbe was, and that's actually related to Purim, which is also in the Mishnah that says, the Mishnah says in the Talmud, in Megillah, now normally we read the Megillah when? On the 14th. That's the 14th of the month of Adar. In the walled cities, like in Jerusalem, they would read it on the 15th of Adar. But the Mishnah talks about, you have villagers, they don't live in the city. It's hard for them to come to the city on the time of the Megillah. The Chachamim allowed them to listen to the Megillah before the time. We learn it out from the Pesukim and the Megillah. So the Mishnah says, for example, what happens if Purim comes out on Sunday, like this year by us over here, Tavshin Pei Dalet, when we're studying this now. So when Purim comes out on Sunday, the Chachamim didn't want to trouble the villagers to come in on Sunday. So the villagers, they would be allowed to read the Megillah for the day they come into the city anyways, which would be on Thursday, the previous Thursday. They can read the Megillah on Thursday. Okay, so he has a question. He's asking the Rebbe, because the Shabbos before Purim, we read the portion of Zohar, remembering what Amalek did. So basically, everybody has to listen to the portion of Zohar, because that's a Torah command. You have to remember what Amalek did. And there is an opinion that says that that would be a biblical command. So that really means that the villagers needed to come anyways to be for that Shabbos on Friday. They were gathered anyways. They had to come to the shul. They came on Friday to be Shabbos in the city because they have to hear the portion of Zohar. So why can't they read the Megillah on Sunday? They're there in the city anyways. And he didn't quite articulate the question, but the Rebbe says, it seems like, so maybe they'll go back Saturday night. Why is he asking? Maybe they'll go back Saturday night. And if they go back Saturday night, so what's the problem? But the Rebbe says, well, maybe he didn't explain his question because maybe he's bothered by, because generally we have a rule that one should not go back at nighttime. One should go when the sun is out, when the we learned it out from the sons of Yaakov, the brothers of Yosef. They went back, they waited in the morning. They didn't go back at night. There is a general rule that one goes back at the daytime. That means once the morning shines. So it means, therefore, the Rebbe is explaining his question, it means, therefore, that they had to remain in the city also Saturday night. So his question was, why does the Mishnah say that they're going to read the Megillah on Thursday? They anyways have to be in Shabbos. And they're anyways not going to leave before Sunday morning, because they got to wait for the morning before they leave. So why can't they read the Megillah on Sunday morning before they leave? That's his question. The Rebbe explains. So the Rebbe says, very is different. Besides the fact the Rebbe says, maybe they can even walk on Shabbos, because if you have the fact that there is a villager, maybe they made an Erev Techumim that would be allowing them to walk a greater distance, and maybe that's the way they can come from the village on Shabbos. A village doesn't have to be that far away from the city, so that would not be a problem, so they can go back on Shabbos itself. And besides the fact that a person needs to go in the morning, it's not a rabbinic or a Torah command, it's just a good advice to a person to travel in the daytime. And matter of fact, Rebbe brings that in some people, that doesn't apply to when people are going together on a known path. They can go at nighttime as well. And this would be something, Rebbe, that brings that in a note. That would be the normal way that these villagers go all the time. So that wouldn't be a problem. Another idea, Rebbe brings different ideas why that may not be possible. Maybe they're going to leave the city before there's going to be a gathered for a minyan for the davening, especially for the reading of the Megillah, which can be time all day. So, and the Rebbe says, besides the fact, in some of the Rishonim in the Ran, it says that the villagers are totally exempt from reading the Megillah at night. That's why. So therefore, the Rebbe says we don't even need them to. They may not be there in time because the daytime is not there. But the Rebbe says this is not only to point out this is not only according to the opinion. He asked that the Zohar has to be read from the Torah. But the Rebbe says that Bechlal reading on Mondays and Thursdays, that is only based on Ezra. He instituted the fact that we read in the Torah on Mondays and Thursdays, that comes from Ezra. And we see that the people of the villagers were particular, made sure to hear the Torah reading on Monday and Thursday. That's how come the Mefarshim explains why they would always come in on Mondays and Thursdays, because they want to hear the Torah reading that is read on Mondays and Thursdays. So, of course, that would be the reason for listening to the Kriya and Shabbos. So the Rebbe says it's not only because those who have to read the Megillah, those Parshas Zohar min HaTorah, in generally, they have to be in Shul on Shabbos to hear the Torah reading. Because if they care about even the reading of the Torah Mondays and Thursdays, which is only instituted by Ezra, for sure they're going to be more particular with the reading of the Shabbos Torah, which is comes even before from Moshe Rabbeinu, that's earlier. So the Rebbe says we can probably say that they set up that for Shabbos someone would come who knows how to read the Torah. He would come to the villagers to fulfill their obligation. The head coming, somebody knows how to read the Torah, come to them. And during the weekday, people of the city didn't have the time. That's why they had to come to the city. And that's the way we can explain how these villagers organized how to read the Torah reading on Shabbos, which is a greater obligation than reading on Mondays and Thursdays. Because the Rebbe says it's obvious that we can't say that on every Shabbos and Shabbos, all the villagers, and of course Zohar Zohar, would get together to listen to the Kriyas HaTorah. So the Rebbe said that's not logical. Basically, I mean, the Rebbe says that he asked the Rebbe, I mean, he wasn't clear. He asked the Rebbe because of the reading of Parsha Zohar is min HaTorah. The Rebbe says we have an issue with all the reading of the Torah all the time. So therefore, we have to say somebody must have come. They must have hired somebody to read the Torah to come to the village, so he would read the Parsha Zohar as well. That wouldn't be a problem. But the Rebbe says this whole question, there's various different ways to say it. Maybe the villagers were able to walk back. Maybe it was they had an Erev Tchumim. And maybe they walked back at nighttime. It should be, that's not a Torah command. And the Rebbe brings out, if they know the way and the villagers always walk that way, that wouldn't even apply altogether. Maybe they left before the minyan comes. The Rebbe bring down the Ran that they don't have to read the night Megillah. Okay, in any event, that's, like I said, a little bit more scholarly. The Rebbe just concludes here that because of a reason my letter has been delayed. And the Rebbe says, in the meantime, on Erev Chodesh, before I went traveling to the Tzion, to the resting place, to his father-in-law, I got your letter from Saturday night, Motzei Shabbos Kodesh, and I read the names of the people that you mentioned them, and the Rebbe said, it seems like Be'ez Rotzin, that this should be in a good time, B'Shoa Toivu Mutzlachas, whatever I guess he wrote in that letter to the Rebbe over there. So again, like I said, this was a little bit more scholarly. We got to look into some of the sources and do it a little bit more, deciphering the Rebbe's points here. But the general theme is understood. We talked about Mokor V'Shoyrish, the two languages, source and root. Root is closer than source. In this particular case, the Shechina would be going up to Bina and Keser, and this fits also what the Rebbe brings down from the Sefer Gidulei Tara. And the Rebbe answers his other question that he had. The villagers would have been for Shabbos in the city, and the Rebbe answers various different ways. Besides the fact, the Rebbe assumes that probably the villagers had on Shabbos somebody who would come and read the Torah for them, because otherwise it would mean that they have to go every Shabbos, and we see the villagers were careful with the Torah reading on Monday and Thursday. For sure they would be careful with the Torah reading on Shabbos. Maybe they had somebody come to them on a regular basis on Shabbos, and